And Arthur realizes, one, he's badly outnumbered. He'd lose if he followed that rule. And two, that if he does that, that just the people who are unarmed are the ones who are going to get hurt. And so he doesn't obey these rules for a lot of reasons. On top of 298, though, we read a couple places here, important little things. It says in line 5, he knew for certain now, that is, Arthur knew for certain, it was to be the destiny of his life to deal with every way of twisting decency by threats of power. So he's going to still use power, but instead of just having power to get whatever he wants, he's going to use power and try to improve things for the sake of decency. Some of this, as you read, I found myself referring back to earlier arguments. For example, Obama 298, in trying to justify why Arthur can do this, why he can attack at night. Remember when Kay and Arthur and Merlin had this discussion about what justifies war? How can it be justified? And it seems we're trying to get a justification here as much as we can in Obama 298. Arthur had not started the war. He was fighting in his own country, hundreds of miles within his own borders, against an aggression which he had not provoked. He had made a secret pact with two French kings. This has been kind of alluded to. It's one of the things, if you've read the book before, it'd be clear to you. Sometimes when you reread stuff, all of a sudden you say, oh, they were talking about this before, our secret plan.